Hello everybody and welcome to Footcast number 107. Today I'm joined by the usual team of Stephen.
Hello everybody, I'm Stephen.
And Daniel.
Hi.
Okay, so we, as luck would have it, as soon as we finished putting up our last episode, Nintendo Australia went ahead and announced some pretty big news, so we'll jump straight into that and cover what we missed. So Nintendo Australia, pretty much, they put up a Nintendo Direct that was made especially for us, which was kind of strange.
That's the weirdest part to start with.
Yeah, I was like, why would they do that? And then I thought it might have been, you know, something boring like EB Expo related or, I don't know, something like local. But then they surprised us all by saying, you know, the new 3DS and the new 3DS XL, which we talked about, I think, two episodes ago, will be launching in Australia this year, which is, means it's the only territory besides Japan to get the console this year. As with Japan, probably not many games available this year, but yeah.
Except for the whole 3DS library, I guess.
Well, yeah, but like, I don't know.
Exclusive, you mean?
Like, I've ordered one, but I'm still not sold on it. Even though, I guess technically I am sold on it, but we'll see.
You literally put money there.
Yeah. So yeah, they announced that it's coming out November 21st, I think.
Yeah, it sounds right.
I believe it's the same day as Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, so I guess...
And possibly Smash Brothers for the Wii U.
Yeah, if that... Yeah, if that that date is true.
It's going to be a busy day.
It's going to be a fun day for everyone at EB and JB and all the shops.
I'm pretty sure on that same day you'll have, like, I think Far Cry and Assassins maybe as well.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm not sure. Anyway. Yeah, so it's coming out in Australia first. I'm really surprised they did this. I also wonder why they chose to go this route. Like, maybe sales are really dwindling. Actually, I'm pretty sure sales are dwindling maybe here, but I can't say,
well,
like, for sure.
I think
sure.
The other thing, reason we can get it, not anyone else, is because we're a very small market. So we probably don't affect their supply.
Yeah, we're like the little spot test when you've got to test your new cleaning product to make sure it doesn't damage the paint. That's us.
I see. Well,
it's a terrible metaphor, I'm sorry.
Whatever. So yeah, it was... The new 3DS will retail for $219.95, and that's the one that comes with the faceplates. Whereas the 3DS XL, the new 3DS XL, sorry, will come in, I think, blue and black, and it will become, be $249.95 Australian dollars. So, do you guys remember what the 3DS launched at here?
I'm pretty sure it was $299.
Yeah. So that's, I feel like that's reasonable. It's improved.
I mean, I've been sort of out of the market for a new 3DS for a long time. I saw that $219 price, and I just thought, oh, that seems pretty reasonable to me, but I don't know if that's the regular price anyway, because I've just not been paying attention for a while.
I know a 2DS costs $150.
Yeah, I know that too.
I know off my heart.
Yeah, but... Yeah, so in Australia, we'll just be, I think we're getting just the white normal 3DS and the metallic black and metallic blue 3DS XLs. They are going to be shown at EB Expo, which I just realised has probably happened by the time this episode airs, so they were there. And they won't be launched with a charger, so you either keep your own 3DS XL charger, or 3DS charger, or you can buy a separate one for $14.95.
When I went into pre-order, they actually tried to say, oh, and I'll just put you down for a charger as well, and I'm like, nope, already got one, don't need it. But yeah, they were trying to upsell me on that.
Alright. And then if you want the charging docks, you can get them for $14.95 for both of the models.
I really like the look of the charging dock. Sorry to interrupt. This is,
I haven't seen it. Where did you guys see them?
It was in... I'm pretty sure it was in that Nintendo Direct.
I didn't watch... I remember, like, I watched the first half, and then they announced that it was coming, so I kind of tapped over and, like, screamed to everyone.
It just kind of, like, sits in there sort of upright. It takes up less space than the old 3DS docks, and, yeah, it's just nice that you can get it, and you don't have to call Nintendo to get this one.
So on top of that, Nintendo also Australia also announced that there would be, you know, faceplates coming to Australia to go on your normal 3DS XL.
Normal new 3DS.
You guys know what I mean. See, it's confusing already. Nintendo need to, you know.
What are you doing?
What do you mean? What am I doing?
What are you doing, Nintendo?
Oh right, yeah. No. Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say now.
Can I just say about the faceplates, the one that was, that has the wood grain look that everyone thought was just, you know, look like wood grain, it's come out that no, it is actually made of wood.
That's really interesting. I've seen so many, like, like phones coming with bamboo backplates and stuff like that. It's weird that that's coming back into vogue.
We need a home console that's wood grain again.
Oh, by the Atari Wii U.
Yes. And then they become grey and purple.
And then start yellowing.
So yes. Yeah, the new 3DS console plates will be coming out on the same day. I believe there's roughly 20 of them coming out at launch, and they're $17.95 each. Do you guys
the wood
think
grain one's a bit more. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Are we getting that here?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, okay. Yeah, so, I mean, I personally am not really... No one. I don't think anyone agrees with me with this, but I really do not care about the face plates, so I'm just going to get an XL. But...
Well, I'm so torn.
Do you guys think that $17.95 is reasonable for a faceplate? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you get, you know, an iPhone case can go, you know, double that price sometimes, like an official Apple one. So I think $17 is nice for a, you know, little customizable thing.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's cool.
Will you guys be getting more than one at launch?
I'm not sure which one I'll get. Like... it's sort of good in Smash Bros. That we'll talk about later, but man, my hands have been cramping up even on the XL, and I remember it being even worse on the smaller one, so that I don't know if I can deal with a small 3DS again.
Told you.
I know.
I miss the portability of a small system.
Yeah, same. But, I mean, both giant anyway compared to a phone, so it's a bit of a moot point.
I'm going to get one just because I want one, even though I've got a US... 3DS normally, so I'm going to have to buy a US one next year anyway. So I'll probably get the XL version of that and just get the normal version of this one here and then download Steel Diver because it's free and I'm boom, stick.
So I don't know what I'll get.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting an XL, I'm pretty sure. I'm probably, we'll see how money goes at launch time because it's a pretty busy couple of months games-wise.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not sure if we'll pick it up just yet, but we'll see what happens. To top that off, Nintendo also confirmed that Xenoblade Chronicles will be coming to the new 3DS in Australia, but it won't be coming until next year. I believe even Japan has to wait until next year for that, so it's going to be, yeah, I don't think anyone's really getting in the game this year. For people who don't know, Xenoblade Chronicles is only going to be on the new 3DS, so you can't play it on the old models, and it's pretty much just a straight port of the Wii version. Which is, I mean, I think, as we talked about this before, but I think it's reasonable because, you know, no, I don't think heaps and heaps of people played it. And everyone who wants to play it now, it's too expensive to track down. So.
Yeah. So
and I mean,
a good
the also
going
to be thing is, once it runs out of stock, it's going to be on the eShop.
Yeah,
forever.
True. Like, it'll never go, you know, never be out of print as such.
Hmm.
So, yeah. I'm pretty sure our next piece of news, which you guys don't know what it is.
We're an organized podcast.
Yeah. Is going to, I mean, I don't know if this is going to, you know, conflict with the new 3DS or what, but on December 4th, Nintendo Australia will also be bringing Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire 2DS bundles to Australia.
Transparent.
So these are going to be, there's a red and a blue bundle. Obviously, you can guess which game comes with each.
Hmm.
And they're like, they're made with transparent plastic, so you know it's very, very 90s, very,
very Game Boy.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Game Boy Pocket Color Advance and even the 64 all came transparent. At some
point. Those transparent 64s.
Yeah, I had an orange one. It was so cool.
So I do find it kind of weird though that they're doing this on December 4th. So it's a couple of weeks after they bring the game out.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
At the same time, maybe that's because they want to push the new 3DS, because that's going to be coming out on the same day as Pokemon, so...
Maybe it's not that much of a big deal, because, you know, December 4th is still more than enough time for kids' Christmas presents, which might be where a lot of these bundles get sold.
I do think the 2DS in particular is very different in terms of who it appeals to.
Yeah.
Compared to, say, people who are going to be picking up a new 3DS and stuff like that, so...
I gotta say, looking at it, I mean, I love the transparent look because it's just something awesome about it, but the face buttons being grey looks really ugly on that.
It's the same as they used to be, I think.
I don't know, just with the... Yeah, it looks weird.
I think... I'm not a fan of them at all. Like,
that's just your opinion, man.
Yeah, I know, but like, I actually never owned a transparent anything now that I think about it. I don't think I ever liked them. Like a water bottle, maybe.
So you can see all that super hardware inside.
I do like the 2DS hardware itself. I think it's a pretty neat little unit. Feels good to hold as well.
I think it's good that, like, the only slight, I mean, we're a little bit off topic, but I think with the 2DS, I like how Nintendo, with their 3DS range, even though it's confusing as fuck, they kind of appeal to everyone, like, people who want a big one, people who want a small one, people who don't want to spend as much money but want to play the games, and, you know, it kind of covers everyone.
Nintendo are the Samsung of handhelds.
Oh, yeah, I think that's a good thing, maybe. I'm not sure. Could Coming be. From you, I'm not sure if that is a good thing. But,
no,
yeah.
it's okay.
So, yeah, that's, so those two packs will be releasing on December 4th, I think I said. So that's going to be 2 weeks after, and they'll be coming out for $179.95. So, $30 more, and you get the game for free. So I guess you save $20 all up. Plus,
do we know if it's a digital copy?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be pre-installed like the Pokemon X and Y consoles.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it would be. Nintendo never do physicals anymore with their stuff.
Yeah, good point.
Neither does Microsoft. I'm pretty sure Sony's the only one that still does it. But yeah. Okay, so moving on to... we'll go... Hyrule Warriors downloadable content has been, I guess, sneak peek. We haven't seen everything that you're going to get in the first pack, but... Eiji Onuma, I think, took to the Miiverse to announce the first details about the first downloadable content pack. For all of you who don't know, you can actually buy all the content now. I think we had a big conversation about it last time, about how ridiculous some of you guys think it is. But you just pay $20 now, and you get all the content. You can use Dark Link straight away as a character. He's just a skin, though. Mm-hmm. And you get access to 5 different content packs. The first one is called the Master Quest Pack. It includes an extra weapon, an extra adventure map, I think a few extra costumes and stuff like that. I do believe it's a lot of Majora's Mask costumes too, like you can dress up Ruto as Lulu from Majora's Mask, Darunia as, what's that ghost's name? The guy that you get the mask from? Can't remember. Damani, I think?
Dead Goron. Like,
yeah, Dead Goron. Go with that. And Zelda as Hilda, so yeah.
I like that, that looks cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of different costumes. And then I guess the big piece of news is that the extra weapon that you get to use in the game is Epona for Link. So
that's cool.
Link already has like 5 weapons. I don't know why they felt the need to give him another one, but whatever. So when he uses Epona in battle, you know, he obviously, I'm pretty sure he's going to be stuck to her all the time. It's not going to be like a mount or anything. It's going to be like a weapon.
So he's running around wielding a horse as a sword?
Just puts Epona away in his backpack when he's done.
Hordes of enemies with a horse.
Well, that's what I thought too, but like, I mean, it's kind of like the Great Fairy weapon. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but you're pretty much playing as the Great Fairy, and she has Link in a small bottle. So that's like, and she's ridiculously powerful. I just unlocked her like a week ago. And that's kind of how they get around adding extra characters who don't have
full-on characters.
Movesets. Yeah, it's like, might as well be, but I don't know why, but it isn't. So yeah, you'll be able to play as Link on Epona. And apparently this is quite a big deal, because a lot of Dynasty Warriors games didn't have mounts, from what I've heard. But I could be wrong about that. So yeah, I guess, I mean, it's kind of cool that they're thinking outside the box when they say new weapons.
Yeah.
It's a horse. and on top of that, they're also adding 3 more characters for free, who are already in the game anyway, though. So Sia, Volga, and Wizro, who are the 3 major villains in the game. You'll be able to play as them for free too in mid-October. I think the only thing I'm really excited about is there's a Majora's Mask pack coming for this game, and it's going to have 2 new characters in it, so I'm wondering who they'll pick to be playable. I would love to have, like, Happy Mask Man or...
Oh, something. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
And just thinking about the other characters that are in Hyrule Warriors, Happy Mask Man wouldn't even be out of the question. Like, it's open for anyone.
Yeah, it really is, so I'm wondering how they'll go about who they'll pick. I mean, Skull Kid's the obvious choice, but I would really
You know that thief who's like who steals the bomb bag or whatever?
Oh, yeah, Sack Sakon or something.
I was going to play as him as long as he's got that running animation all the time.
Yeah. And whenever he hits people, he doesn't actually hit them. He just creates a spark and then something happens. that will be coming I'm pretty sure mid-October, so it's kind of soonish. But yeah, kind of excited to see how that plays because I'm really enjoying the game so far. On top of that, Nintendo also pushed out a brand new update for the Wii U. I don't think it's a big deal, but I've noticed with every console ever, like even Vita, whenever they push out an update that lets you have folders, the internet seems to go crazy.
Yeah, we love folders. Got to organize everything.
Yes.
So, yeah, with the new Wii U update, you can create folders, you can change the colors of the folders, and you can name them. So, lots
when
of...
When will Sony...
Changing the colors is actually kind of cool, because it just lets you... Because, I mean, on my 3DS, I've just got a lot with V on it, because I go VC, Game Boy, VC, NES.
Yeah.
Whereas I can have my Game Boy Advance in the purple folder, and then my NES in the red, and then the Super Nintendo in other color.
Gray, maybe.
Blue, I think. Orange.
Yeah, so it's a minor thing, but it is pretty helpful. Like, mine was getting pretty full as well, yeah. And, you know, it's cool to have it all on one page now. I really, really like that.
Literally put all of my stuff in folders because I could. Like, it didn't matter, but I've just got folders now because I can have folders and I wanted to play around with it.
And I can put all the useless shit, like the health and safety warning,
yes,
in a folder and put it on the very last page so I never have to see it again.
Yes.
Also add stability.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Lots and lots of stability.
Don't forget that. More stability than a typical family. I don't know.
This social commentary.
On top of that, also, the eShop has been updated so that you can only enter characters that appear on download codes, which I guess is, you know, cool. But it's a pretty minor update besides the folders. I think the folders was, I guess, the main attraction here.
Yeah. I didn't even know about that other thing.
And similarly, Nintendo also updated their website with a list of the 3DS themes that will be available to download coming out in October. For people who don't know, I think it was a few weeks ago, Nintendo announced that they'll be bringing themes to the 3DS, so you can change...
The same time that the new 3DS was announced.
Yeah, so you'll be able to change, you know, the look of, and I think the sound even of the way that your system behaves. The biggest news to come out of this, I mean, they've got a lot of themes available, and as we've talked about it before, I don't really like the look of any of them, but maybe they'll change my mind later on. But they were priced at roughly 100 to 200 gem, which we reckon will probably turn out to be about a couple of dollars each. And I don't think we'll get the same themes as available on the website, but most of them are Mario, Zelda, Animal Crossing, even Monster Hunter. And then, you know, generic ones like Stars, Polka Dots, Stripes. So
I just want Hipster Bowser theme.
That ad is amazing.
I think that what they'll do is... yeah, I've seen that ad too.
Link needs to have a top hat and everything from now on.
Yeah. A lot of the themes will probably match up with the faceplates that they're putting out at the same time. So, not at the same time, sorry. With the 3DS.
So you can personalise your 3DS inside and out.
Yes. Which is goodish, I guess. But yeah, it's a cool thing. I mean, it's kind of a thing that I kind of thought died. I remember when the 360 came out, I don't know if you guys remember, but they had faceplates, and, you know, I remember...
Oh, shit, yeah.
When you pre-ordered, you know, that VIP pack where you bought a game and a limited edition faceplate, it was just such a big deal because, you know, you had this faceplate that no one else had, that they only made 500 of, but...
And then everyone would see it in your setup photos on forums and they'd be very jealous.
Yeah.
And then the new Xbox 360 came out, and all those faceplates didn't work anymore.
No, yeah. Then you just had to go and buy a limited edition console instead.
Mm. Exactly. And now we've moved back to faceplates.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, I think... I like the idea of, like, say... We've talked about this before, but, like, say, faceplates, like, say, do a pre-order package for, say, I don't know, Xenoblade, where you get a special faceplate to commemorate the game coming out or something. That could work instead of having to do a whole console, but I think they'll still do their console bundles because, you know, people do buy them.
Well, the XL doesn't have the faceplate, so there's always scope to do the...
yeah, that's a good point too. But yeah, I mean, it's very, like, a kind of very retro idea, and I mean, they even did it with the micros and stuff.
So, yeah, that's right.
You know, it's kind of a, I guess, a throwback to that.
Micro's amazing.
Apparently. I still don't think so, but apparently.
It's really small.
Yeah. It is.
So small.
It's microscopic, you could say.
Oh, that was good.
We should move on before I embarrass myself.
Yeah, we will. So yeah, the final piece of news, there hasn't been a lot, as you can tell, because it's only taken us like 20 roughly minutes to get through it all. But Skylanders Trap Team on Wii will come with a Wii U download code in Australia. This was confirmed before, I'm pretty sure, but we didn't really have official confirmation that it would happen in Australia. Activision apparently didn't get back to us, but then I think that they did and they said no, but I could be wrong.
Still very confusing.
Yeah, and like I find it strange they weren't sure or they didn't know, because it does. So like it's a value-adding thing, so why wouldn't you advertise it? So yeah, if you buy the Wii version of Skylanders, you'll be able to download a digital copy of the Wii U version. And, you know, all those toys and portals and stuff still work with it, so it's still going to be good. And then if anyone buys it on Wii now, and, you know, they choose to upgrade it to a Wii U at Christmas or next year or whatever, they can easily, you know, upgrade then too. Because all your progress is saved on the toys. It's just the game that you need.
So my thing is, then what's the point of releasing the Wii U version? I mean, couldn't they just release one version?
I think maybe, like, the Wii version, they didn't really want to not put it out, but it was that awkward... We had an awkward transition phase where a lot of people are picking up Wii U's
I would imagine it still sells pretty well on the Wii. I mean,
yeah.
That was sort of
I know that... Like, this is purely anecdotal, but I've heard things like a lot of people don't like how the Wii version doesn't look as good as the other versions anymore, because, you know, they've played it on Wii U since last... the Swap Force, or I'm pretty sure the Wii version has less functionality now too, like it's just the Infinity kind of situation where there's less stuff to do in it, so it's more of a
it just seems weird, and just trying to figure out what the point of it all is.
I think this is purely my thinking. I think that they're aware that people might want to grab it on Wii U, but they don't have a Wii U yet, maybe. I don't know, like, it's... I just feel like the Wii U is really starting to pick up a little bit more than what it was before, and Activision didn't want to, piss off the Wii U people by not putting it out on Wii U, but then they also wanted to still capture that audience that's on Wii.
Yeah, I guess if you've got people that are buying it on Wii at this point, but they... you know, are thinking about getting a Wii U in a few months, then they'll buy Skylanders now, knowing they can play it on the Wii U rather than wait 6 months to get the Wii U and not buy Skylanders anymore.
I think the other thing is, I don't know if this is purely speculation, so don't take it as fact, but the Wii U version was one of the only versions to sell out, like, before it came out.
Okay.
So, like, the Dark Editions and even the Standards, I'm pretty sure they were in much lower supply. So maybe they were like, okay, we're not going to make as many on Wii U, but we will, make the Wii version, allow people to play it on Wii U, so if people get pissed off because they can't get a Wii U version, they'll be able to play it on
It's another Wii. Option, yeah.
That's purely speculation, I don't know. But I do know that the Wii U version was in harder supply than any other version, so they must have made less. I doubt it sold more.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's also something.
Interesting.
I mean, I still think it's nice that they're doing this, and it's
fantastic. It's just,
you know,
almost would make me want to buy the game, despite the fact I haven't played a Skylanders since the first one on 3DS.
Yeah, and especially and considering, this is going to be nice, like a segue into another piece of news I thought we should just quickly talk about, was Ubisoft have announced that the Wii U version of Watch Dogs won't include any of the downloadable content that was just released for 360, Xbox One, PS4, PC.
We should
they
just
really
the Watch
don't want
Dogs
me to
cast.
Buy it, do they?
Yeah.
They don't want me to buy it.
So, yeah, I mean, as always, we'll end with the news with a bad piece of news, I guess.
With Watch Dogs news, as always.
So this piece of... Yeah, and our bad news is always Watch Dogs for some reason.
I want to buy this game. I really do, but they're just giving me many reasons not to.
I mean, to be honest, the downloadable content is not that great. Like, I just reviewed it for another site, and... it's just more of the same, so I wouldn't be too worried about it. But, I mean, it is still a bit of a slap in the face. You've got to wait longer for this game. Probably pay more than what it is at stores now. And then you get less. Like...
yeah.
Yeah, it's just bizarre.
Like, maybe they'll be a super-duper great people and just release it for $40 on Wii U. They won't, but it sure would be nice.
That would be funny if that happened. But it wouldn't. It's not going to happen. So.
No.
Yeah.
I want to like the Ubisoft, I really do.
I mean, as I said, like, you know, I don't want to be too angry at them, because, you know, they really tried to some extent, but then, like, Zombie U and Just Dance and all the Assassin's games up until this year, But yeah, I don't know.
Bummer, man.
Yeah. So yeah, that covers the news that's happened in the last fortnight. Not a lot, but, you know, we thought we'd still cover it, because, you know, it's important, especially the Australia stuff, because, you know, we're an Australian Nintendo podcast. So yeah, we'll go to a really quick break, and we'll talk about the big release of the fortnight. So,
I hear a new game came out recently.
Yes,
a new Fantasy game Life.
Yeah,
let's talk about Fantasy Life for an hour.
Let's not.
I'm
talk
actually
about
excited
Fantasy.
For that.
Well, apparently we just received it to review, so it's a bit late, but we'll get to that at some point.
keep it locked.
Yeah. So yeah, Super Smash Bros. For 3DS. It's here. We've been talking about it every single podcast. Up until. I don't know, now.
Yeah.
In the news section, but now we can finally talk about it in the new releases section. So yeah, we've all played it.
Hooray.
Literally before recording this episode, we started an hour late because we were just playing it. Because, you know, it's fun.
Because it's Smash. Expect.
It's pretty good. I don't know. It's really hard to talk about it because, you know, everyone knows what to expect and everyone knows it's going to be good, I guess.
Well,
and
well, I mean,
should we preface this part of the episode by saying there will or won't be spoilers so people can... because people are really sensitive about that.
Yeah, okay. I mean, if you are someone who really, really doesn't want to know who's in the game or who... what moves are used, we're going to talk about it this episode because, you know, the game's out now. We would... pretty respectful of you people because we didn't speak
you
about
people.
I didn't mean it like that, but you know, because we didn't talk about leaks or anything up until this point, so yeah, we're gonna, if you don't want to know, turn the episode off because that's all we're going to talk about now and you've heard everything else you need to know. So yeah,
Love you.
Super Smash Bros. For 3DS, I guess we'll talk about where do we even start? Like,
I don't even know.
Smash Brothers, that's about all you really need to say.
Yeah,
what are your new favourite characters?
I mean, no, I don't want to... No. Oh, okay. It's so hard to... I don't know. Well, I think that, obviously, this is the biggest roster ever, but I do think there's a... I mean, I wouldn't give it a 5 out of 5 in, like,
roster.
Book did. I don't know. Like, I don't feel that the roster is... No, that's not the right way to say it. I don't know. Like, to me, there's a lot of characters who have swords... or a lot of characters who have counter moves, or a lot of characters who probably shouldn't be characters and could probably be palette swaps.
Who are you talking about?
Lucina or Dark Pit.
Lucina's
glad that Alf
what...
is a palette swap. I'm glad that that's what happened.
Who is?
Alf.
Oh, yeah, from Pikmin.
Olimar Alf, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. So Alf. The old TV show with the like, cats.
Home, he eats cats.
What, Home and Away, Alf?
I have Alf DVDs right here. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
Video games.
I mean, I think I should really, like, give a preface and say, like, I am not someone who hated Brawl. Like, I didn't really understand why people hated Brawl.
No, I'm the same. I played Brawl for years. Honestly, for the last year or so, I've been playing Project M, and now it's hard to play Brawl because it just changes a few little things. But yeah, I really like the new Smash Bros.
Do you guys consider yourselves hardcore, serious tournament level Smash Brothers players?
Nah, we don't.
Audience that was really down on it just because of the more random elements like tripping or whatever.
Going back and playing Brawl and tripping was super annoying, so I do agree that that was kind of dumb.
I don't even remember tripping. That's... Yeah. I don't know. Weird.
But
anyway,
I'm not a super tournament player. Like, I don't know advanced things. I just play it probably most days and I'm reasonably good at it, I guess. I don't know. I don't want to toot my own horn. I like Smash.
You win the most?
Because he wins the most out of us because he... I don't know. Flame
I kicked his ass with Wario.
Yeah.
Yes.
anyway, It's on the single player stuff is pretty cool. As you would expect from a game that's made by Sora or Sekiro, is that, you know, it's got a lot of content in there. There's a lot of stuff to do.
I want to argue that. I don't think it does.
Do you not? It's more about stuff to collect, I guess. Not necessarily stuff to do.
Yeah, it's doing a lot of the same things over and over to get more things to change the same things a little bit.
Yeah, but I think by nature, like, this game is going to be like that, you know? It's a fighting game. Whereas Kid Icarus is...
It doesn't have to be, I mean, because I...
As is Kirby.
Like, one of my favourite fighting games ever is Soul Calibur 2, and you had this massive sort of adventure mode you could do, and it wasn't really much, but it was a fun sort of...
I mean, yeah, that was just like a map with some...
Yeah.
That's kind of like classic mode, except a little bit more than that.
And I mean, even as much hate as it got, I actually like Subspace. I thought that was a neat little sort of...
I didn't mind that either. Like, I didn't know people hated it, but it is kind of great. I mean, to me, it's like, if they're going to lock their characters behind that, they also have to provide alternative ways for people who don't want to play that, you know? And I think they did that anyway, but still... I did prefer unlocking that way. It was a bit more cinematic.
I mean, even Melee had adventure mode, and this sort of feels like a step back from Melee in terms of content, because there's no adventure mode. It's just here's the basic mode. Here's like the All Star mode, but there's no real meaty sort of single player component.
Man, yeah. Have you played the Angry Birds game? It's great. No. There's the Angry Birds mode in this.
Oh, yeah. But that's just some smash target or whatever, isn't it?
No, the one where you, like, have to hit a bomb into a structure and then it falls like an Angry Birds structure.
Yeah, but, I mean, again, that still was just, you know...
I know.
Sort of basic.
that was the joke.
I mean, part of... Oh, I mean...
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if this is going to be a little bit... I don't know. I don't want to say controversial, but I feel like this game was a little bit rushed. Like, a little bit... It could have maybe had a little bit more time.
It's only been just over 2 years since Kid Icarus. And he's working on two games at the same time.
Namco's been having a huge amount of their team working on it, haven't they?
I wonder if maybe he's saving a lot of the cinematic kind of bigness, grandiosity for, like, the Wii U version. Like, I would found it so strange that this game didn't open with a big-ass montage. Like,
I didn't even realise that, but that's such a good point.
64 Melee and Brawl all did.
And here it's just a title screen.
Yeah, jump straight into it. Even the title is half-assed. But like, I don't know. Like, I just... And a lot of the contents, like the arenas, even some of them, like Ganondorf's moveset, they're all, you know, copied over, like, one-to-one in some aspects. And... It's just really disappointing that a lot of the content... I mean, it's all good content, so I'm in two minds about this. Like, it's really good stuff. Like, the Brinstar level is just so, you know, ingrained. I've played that level so many times across so many games.
I love that I can play
now.
That level in Final Destination mode, so I don't have to worry about the garbage lava coming up and down.
Yeah,
I can still get that atmosphere.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing. Like, you know, you've got that kind of aspect to it all now. Like, you can play your favourite level without the gimmicks. That makes it a little bit more easy to
Stops
play.
Stops all those scrolling levels.
Yeah.
There's a lot of scrolling levels this time, isn't there?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm wondering if maybe they'll do, like, a sub... I mean, he has pretty much... I think he said he's not going to do Subspace, but maybe something similar for the Wii U version. Because we don't know much about the Wii U version outside that it'll use Amiibos. Like, we don't know what else is going to be unique.
I'm sure we'll be bombarded with directs and news pieces between now and its release date, though.
James, Amiibos, we don't know what the point to them is for anything. They're just these kind of cool-looking like figurines at the moment.
And I think that's all they think they are. And I think that's... That's what they're going to try and sell it based on. But anyway, Smash Run is kind of fun, but it's something I just can't play for a long time.
I found myself playing Smash Run mainly to get the challenges, like those little achievement things. Like, it's fun. It's a cool thing to do when you... I've only been able to play it with one other friend and have the rest of it filled in by CPUs. I feel like it'd be, I guess, an interesting way to... No, Smash Run's local only.
I mean, and then there's I think there's a lot of cool depth that I wasn't expecting in the customization modes as well. Like, for example, each character has their like, you can customize each character to have different kind of attributes. So, like, one can be speedier, one can hit more, and one can take more damage. So there's, you know, defense speed or attack. But then on top of that, you can choose different variations of your special moves. So, like, I'm just trying to think of an example. Like, for example, Sheik's Grenade, is like, you know, you can make it have a greater area of explosion, but it might go less further. If that makes
you
sense.
You talk good.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can have moves that have, like, trade-offs.
Yeah, like Peach's umbrella does more damage, but she doesn't, like, go as high when she uses it for her up B.
The thing that I most like about the customization is how much, I guess, freedom it's given them to pull in moves and abilities from other games. Like, Mega Man specifically, every one of those customizations is another, like, Robot Master from an early Mega Man game. It's just, there's so many of them, and I love that they've been able to cram so many in.
And it's a little bit unbalanced in that regard. Like, I feel like Palutena has extra moves that are completely new moves, and that's a bit shit because, you know, she's not that great. Like, everyone get over her, Sakura. and then the Mii fighters, I like how there's a lot of customization with them because, you know, that's the point. Like, they have. And, you know, I was surprised to see they each have three different moves each that you can pick for each group, like Gunner, Swordsman, or Cannon Person, or whatever.
Yeah, they're like three characters in and of themselves, which can be customized.
So you can really try and create everyone. Like,
I basically turned myself into a Samus clone.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
I made a Dragon Zelda princess who was actually me. Like, just look like me in drag with a dragon armor. But just,
you are truly iconic.
Yeah, like, because that's all I had unlocked. But yeah, I mean, I like that aspect, and I like that stuff will be transferable to the Wii U version. Because if you really build your perfect character, you can use them in the Wii U version. I don't know if you can use them in, like, ranked, but I'm pretty sure you can use them against friends.
Yeah, it's only against friends. I mean, I don't want to go into doing too much customization on many characters because I feel like, I always play with all the customizations off because it feels a little bit unbalanced and weird, but it's kind of fun for, you know, some, I guess, novelty matches that I'll do with a couple of friends, but once I actually want to play Smash Bros, I'll turn that shit off.
Yeah. So...
Controls?
Yeah, we'll go into that next. I think
I don't mind them.
I don't mind them either, but it's very hard to pull off a lot of maneuvers and stuff using them because I'm not... It's just... I mean, I feel like this game is really designed for consoles, first and foremost. Like,
I do think that a combination of the smaller screen and kind of more floaty way that people get smashed around the place and the circle pad, that all those things combined make it either... I'm not sure if it's just really hard or I need to get used to it, but it's just really hard to pull off the... I guess, complicated maneuvers and combos that I used to sometimes manage with a GameCube controller. I don't know which of those aspects are stopping me from doing that, but I just can't do anything reliably anymore.
It's just that, like, that circle pad is so different to a stick.
Yeah.
Like, it's not bad by any means, but it's just so different, like, and it requires such a different degree.
Have you seen the people online, Stephen, who've modded their 3DS to be playable with a GameCube controller?
Yeah, I did see that with, like, a custom soldered control board in the back of the 3DS. I would never do it, but it's amazing that someone did.
That's just crazy. Just wait a month and buy it.
Yeah, I know, right?
But yeah, I mean, I think that this game, I love playing it, but I do, it just makes me want the Wii version much more. Like,
I actually sort of asked myself yesterday, am I, after playing it for probably, I played it for about 10 hours yesterday, which is amazing for me, but I just thought to myself afterwards, I'm not sure if I'm enjoying this more than I was enjoying Brawl. It was good, and I'm going to keep playing this because it's the new Smash, but just on a 3DS, it just doesn't quite have the same... I don't know, it seems like a game that should be on a big TV. It's amazing that it is on a handheld, but it's not as amazing as I think the Wii U version will be.
I just feel it needs more content.
I think you play Smash Bros. Heaps different to myself. Like, I see single player as a way to unlock stuff for multiplayer, whereas you're pretty much the other way around.
I mean, I don't do a lot of multiplayer stuff, and I mean, I'm looking at, like, Theatre Rhythm, and, like, that has, like, daily challenges that you can go and play, whereas this, like, once you get all the challenges done, and, oh, well, what's the point of playing this anymore on your own? And, I mean, I know it's a fighting game, and, I mean, you know, you can get to Street Fighter, and what's the point of playing it on your own, but even that, I feel, is a bit more rewarding happened there.
It is interesting. Like, I remember in earlier directs, they were pointing out that the Smash runs, and they had a lot of modes to, I guess, to appease people who do play it by themselves, because it's a handheld and you're going to be playing it like on a bus or something like that.
I played it once or twice, and I'm like, I'm not going to play this again. It's just
that's what I'm getting at.
It's not as good as they just explained it.
I mean, I can see what they're going for, and it's a neat idea, but I'm like, you know what? If you had have given me, like, I don't know, like 10 of these, but like half the size, and then made me go through 10 in a row, I reckon I would have liked that. It would have felt a bit like more...
I guess it'd be pretty much like adventure mode,
I mean, I think that, like...
The challenge grid, that's cool. I mean, I like...
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, going in, okay, this is what the next I'm going to do. And that gives you a bit of purpose, but...
It gave me a reason to play as Zelda the other night.
As a handheld game, there's got to be a way that they could have had, like, hey, here's a bunch of just... You know, some little challenges you could do, open it up and
kind
get these
of like,
done.
I would love if they did, like, say... Adventure mode in Hyrule Warriors, but for because neither of you guys have played that, though, have you?
No,
I've played an hour or so, but
like,
not the adventure mode.
In adventure mode in Hyrule Warriors, like it's like I can't get over how addictive it is. Like it's so I would stay up so late playing. I've put in like a good 30 hours on it now, and like it's a grid of that classic NES Zelda map, but you know each square has a challenge. Like say defeat so and so under the time limit. Defeat 50 enemies in less than 10 minutes, defeat all the bosses only, whatever. So they could easily like adapt something like that to Smash and have the rewards be, say, new costumes or new colours.
Well, actually, thinking about that would have been amazing.
That's what Hyrule Warriors does, and it's crazy, like, fun.
They could have just put in some new trophies.
Like Melee and Brawl's event matches, except put them on a map.
Yeah, like, exactly.
That would have been fantastic.
And have the map, like, with different quadrants that are all themed after each of the big franchises. Or something like that. I don't know. Like, I mean, maybe we're expecting too much, but coming from Hyrule Warriors, which was a game that really should have had some kind of multiplayer, but doesn't really, but still manages to fill up all those gaps with so much single-player content, which is really fun to play as well. I just feel like something is missing.
I'm sure I've heard this from someone else. I don't think this is an original thought, but it feels like a really big demo for the Wii U version. Like, I think that this is going to be... This is the new Smash, this is how it's going to play, but when the Wii U version comes out, it's not going to be as interesting, because there's nothing ongoing that's going to keep you coming back to the 3DS version unless you just don't have your Wii U around.
DLC.
Yeah, that'd be... I hope so.
Yeah, but I reckon that'll just be for the roster. Which, we'll talk about that the roster.
Yeah.
Easily the biggest, I think, of all the games. I mean, I think that it's a little bit...
51 characters.
Yeah, crazy. But I do think that maybe a few of them could maybe be... I don't know. They're not as exciting
as
they sound.
Chop the dinosaur, daddy.
Yeah, no. I don't want to say chopped, but like... I don't know, like, So, for example, Rosalina, really interesting character. I haven't really completely grasped her yet, but she has a strange playstyle that is unique and different, like, on a functional level.
Yeah.
Whereas then you've got characters like Shulk, who, to me, like, he's cool. He's really cool. Like, I love using him. But he's just a faster, almost, like, at an absolute base, like, functional level. He's a sword guy. Like... special moves, he's got those stat buffs, yeah, but he's got a counter, he's got an up slash, he's got a side slash, like, that's all he does.
I didn't actually think of it that way, but most of his moves are, you know, straight out Marth or Ike style moves.
And I mean, I'm not complaining, because I like him as a character, and I like that game, but I just feel like they could have done more with him.
Yeah,
I think you can walk around in underpants.
I mean, I find with Smash Brothers, and this is the main appeal of it for me, is his fan service, and I mean, some of these characters probably shouldn't, you know, like Duck Hunt Dog. Probably shouldn't be in there, but he's just in there because, oh my god, it's Duck Hunt.
Even Duck Hunt, like, the Duck Hunt duo, like, when you play as them, they have such a different play style. Like, I don't really...
Characters are put in... I don't think they really know how they get... They just go, oh, he's a cool character, we'll chuck him in. And we'll figure out how we'll play later.
Yeah.
From what I understand, it's done, like, fairly early in development. Like, they'll work out how each character plays before they've done most of the rest of the game. I mean, I could just see, like,
when this game would have gone into development, it would have been roughly around the time Xenoblade had just come out in the West, and that was exploding, and like, so it was getting really popular. So then they're going, oh, well, we have to put Shulk in, because, you know, we've got to represent that now.
Yeah. But anyway, like, even to me, some of them, like, I'm trying to think of others that I was really excited to try, but I was really underwhelmed.
I definitely agree with you on Rosalina. Like, I feel like she could be really interesting. I just haven't grasped how to use that Luma effectively.
Because basically you can send the Luma wherever you want it to. Whenever Rosalina does a special move or a smash move, the Luma does it too. So you can really bounce, if you really wanted to try, you could bounce an enemy between the two, or you could attack two enemies at once.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but it's very technical for a Smash game.
So really heavy on zoning. Like, you can keep characters so far away from you without them being able to retaliate.
Yeah. I think we talked about this in the demo, but when the demo came out, but Mega Man Villager are both
Mega
very
Man
good.
Mega Man takes a bit of getting used to.
Yeah, definitely takes getting used to, but also very different, like, on a functional level. So I like characters like him.
He's the only one who's, like, neutral regular attack is not a melee attack. I think that's a first for Smash.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it makes sense for Mega Man, even in the video game. Mega Man doesn't want to be getting near anyone because he sort of dies when that happens. I'm surprised he can survive Bowser hitting him with his spikes.
I mean, Little Mac, Greninja, both really fun to use.
Oh, Little Mac's so good.
Little Mac's crazy fun to use, and I wasn't
Bowser
expecting
Jr.
to.
Bowser Jr. looks hilarious.
Yeah, Bowser Jr., like, I'm not a huge fan of him. I liked him when I first got him, but now I've kind of, you know, a little stepped away from him a bit. But yeah, another cool one.
I actually like Rob a little bit now. A little bit.
Rob the robot?
Yeah.
He was always awesome.
I liked Rob too. He wasn't that bad. He kind of was so pathetic, you liked him.
My favourite part about him is when Kirby absorbs him. It's just Kirby saying beep whenever he shoots lasers.
Have you seen
beep.
Have you seen him, have you seen Kirby when he's absorbed Shulk? Or
no.
Or Duck Hunt Dog.
Oh yeah, or Duck Hunt Dog.
He has big floppy ears and a face.
Yeah, and
I haven't unlocked a few characters yet just because of haven't had much chance to play a lot of it.
When he absorbs Shulk, like, because when Shulk changes his stance, he yells it out, like, speed, jump, or whatever, and Kirby does it too in his voice. So cute.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, but I mean, I like how big the roster is, and I mean, there's no one really that I miss, like, to be perfectly honest. Or if there is, I'm forgetting them, which means they probably weren't that great anyway.
Yeah, clearly you don't miss them.
I'm still a bit, like, bitter that Ice Climbers were cut just because the 3DS version couldn't handle them, like...
I think that's an annoying reason. I don't care that they were cut at all, but it's annoying that having to pander to a low-powered 3DS is the reason they got cut.
And, like, what's the point if you're not going to have cross-play?
Yeah.
I do miss, like, Squirtle and Ivysaur.
Yes, I wish we had Ivysaur instead of Charizard.
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion.
I like Charizard, how they've made his, like, Rock Smash more of a shotgun kind of attack, and how he's got that body slam that's powerful but does recoil.
I'm not really missing Lucas.
Yeah, no. Lucas doesn't even get, like, a nod through Ness's colours, like...
Yes, he does.
I really, really like the changes they've made to Zero Suit Samus's moveset.
Does he?
Ness is still wearing a hat, but yeah, there's like an orange and yellow shirt.
Oh, right.
Ness has some cool shirts.
Okay.
Like, I like how, you know, the characters who have become their own have become much more viable. Like, Zelda's can summon a phantom just like in Spirit Tracks.
That's really cool.
Shaik can do this really cool move where she can bounce from person. Sheik? Sorry, I keep saying Shaik. I don't know why. I don't know. Sorry, I do mean Sheik, where she can bounce from enemy to enemy with her down special attack, but it's quite hard to pull off, but it's really, really satisfying when you pull it off. And she's even got, did she have a chain in Brawl?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so that's gone now, and now she's got a grenade that when it explodes, it sucks people in and then blows up, which is kind of cool, random, but cool.
No, you were whining about how you hated
it.
No,
but I used it,
and then you used it, and it was your favourite thing ever.
I killed someone with it, so it was exciting.
So it's now good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I like using DDD and just lying down, because it's bloody amazing.
Yeah, he's so great. I love that Kirby can now, like, he's got this hammer attack, he can now charge that, and it gets super powerful at a certain point, but it also starts damaging you if you hold it for too long.
Oh, really?
It's like, yeah. Like Diddy Kong's peanut gun. If you hold that too long, it explodes.
Yeah, it explodes.
I think Diddy's hammer can explode as well if you hold it for too long.
Yeah, that's like in Brawl.
Just trying to think of what else.
I love Zero Suit Samus's new moveset. She's much more viable now as an actual character. She's less reliant on little wiggly whips and electric things. She's still got them, but she also has attacks that can kick people off the stage with her up B or... Yeah, with their go-go boots. I love them. She gets friggin' rocket-powered kicks. It's so great.
I want rocket-powered kicks.
Same.
I don't know if it would look the same when me did it.
We could try. Let us all cosplay.
I mean, I'm still annoyed that, you know, Ganondorf hasn't been given much treatment. Like, give him a sword. I don't know. Don't give him a sword. I take that back.
Actually, on that, this is a little off topic, but the Project M mod that I was playing up until now, he did have a sword, and God, that was awful. I hated it. So I'm okay with him not having a sword. I mean,
yeah, but Captain Falcon now still, you know?
He's Captain Falcon, but he's got some really cool, like his, like the Cross B wizard punch, whatever, like that's pretty much unblockable. He's got a lot of little things that make him different.
Would have been nice if they had gone more of a Wind Waker Ganondorf.
Yeah.
I think he that could be cool. Different.
Like, he could, I don't know, control the waters or something. Like,
I do know of a few people that are super happy that his moveset's not changed much, though, because there are some fanatical Ganondorf players out there.
But why don't they just play Captain Falcon?
Because Ganondorf, he's...
No, I don't know.
How's Robin?
I've been saying this, like, a lot to... you guys and other people is like, after playing Hyrule Warriors, I just have so much more respect for the Zelda characters and like how they can be used or adapted to be, you know, combat ready. So I don't know, I just wish that they, even if they gave Ganondorf his Hyrule Warriors moves, like that would be amazing. But I guess Hyrule
How's Robin to use?
I like Robin. His or her charge move is really fun. Like it's the same as, you know, Samus or Wii Fit Trainer. You charge it up and then you store it, but like it's a very like straight quick beam, like so it's a little bit different.
You get a lot less time to react to it if you're on the receiving end.
Yeah, and there's a and it's yeah, but it would be super satisfying to reflect that with say Fox or Falco yes. or something
or Pelotena.
Oh no. And then, you know, I like the fact that all of Robin's moves are. Like, the spells, or the books, sorry, are all mapped to the B buttons, but then the A's, the smash attacks, are all the magic sword, and then the normal attacks are just the normal sword. Like, there's three weapons, each with each their own sets, kind of.
Hmm.
It's simple.
I haven't played as Robin, but they look really, really cool.
Yeah, they're really fun. Like, a lot of the new characters are fun, like, don't get me wrong.
As much as Lucina is straight up a Marth clone, I really enjoy using Lucina over Marth.
But I probably would prefer Lucina over Marth as well, so...
I mean, other than the sword characters, I think they've done a good job of, like Wii Fit Trainers look
Sun Salutation. Stretch those shoulders.
Little Mac plays completely differently to anyone else. I mean, Mega Man's probably a bit generic smasher, I guess.
Nah, but he's different enough. Like, all his moves are different. His normals are pretty strange. They're not... punches and kicks.
Yeah, he's definitely a character that you can't just pick up and play immediately. You kind of have to learn his moveset and how to use it, whereas... Yeah.
Actually, I haven't played as Pac-Man yet, I just realised.
Oh, Pac-Man's so good! I love Pac-Man. I just love how they've been able to pull in all his old... Like, he didn't have much personality at all, but somehow they've been able to make Pac-Man a character that I actually like instead of just...
Yeah, it's also with that great design.
Yeah.
But that and Mega Man, it's like Nintendo knows how to 3D other companies' characters better than anyone else.
Well, I think it would be Namco that did all this, though.
And have you seen 3D bloody Pac-Man these days?
I've seen 3D Pac-Man, the TV show.
It doesn't look half as good as that.
All I've seen is that Pac-Man that was in that Street Fighter game. He was like...
Oh, that flop.
And that fat Mega Man.
Well, we can say at very least Nintendo and Namco did a much better job than Namco and Capcom.
Also... I don't know if we mentioned it in the last episode. I love the villagers' gyroid attack because it just looks hilarious.
Oh yes, the village is so fun.
Gyroid.
I love reflecting that. So, and for someone who doesn't react quickly enough, they just zoom off the level. It's like, serve you right.
I just think, like, I just want to, like, Duck Hunt Duo. Like, I know that I won't shut up about this guy, but...
I know.
It's just... it's just, like, I can't get over how they've managed to take such a nothing, nobody character...
It wasn't even a character. Yeah, it was just a thing in the game.
And makes them so likable and so, like, charming to play as. Like, he just is so dopey. When he gets hit, if you guys notice his face, it'll be much easier to see on the Wii U version. Mm. Like... He just looks so good. I can't get over it. It's so cool. And his moves are just so perfect for, like, the game that he's from. Like, it was a light gun game, right? So
yeah,
you can throw out a cannon with just one press of B. But then as you tap B, each time it shoots it and hits it up a bit further, like someone else is shooting it, like Duck Hunt. And then if you hit, you can use that to hit someone from the other side of the screen or on top of the level from where you are. It's crazy. And then when you hit him, he does the little giggle.
Yeah.
And he can throw frisbees with his mouth and shoot them to make them explode and do a little bit of splash damage. All these smash attacks are like, make the crosshair appear. It's almost like you're playing as like the shooter, the dog, and the duck at the same time. It's just really well done. Like, those are the kinds of characters I love to see in Smash Bros. The ones who
I really can't get over how well they've brought in all these new characters. Like, I'm struggling to think of who's my favourite out of, like, Baby Bowser, Wii Fit Trainer, Villager, and Duck Hunt Duo. I just could not have predicted how well they would have adapted those characters to Smash Bros.
Like, even Baby Bowser has, you know, it's a good way to implement that clown helicopter thing. Whatever.
I love it. It's so good.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know...
Rose, our boy.
And then they have, like, you know, that those Sunshine references as well in his final Smash. Like, it's just so well done in that regard. And then you can play as the Koopa Kids instead of him, which is also cool.
The decent children.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. And then I'm just trying to, like, say with Wii Fit Trainer, like, there's so many times, like, when you use the hula hoop, for example, and you just can't stop laughing. Like,
I just laugh so much.
It's so ridiculous.
The first time I saw that, yeah.
Or, like, when I remember...
With Sun Salutation.
Yeah, like it's so ridiculous. Like, she uses Sun Salutation to charge up Sun Energy and launch it at other people. Like,
or their,
so
or her taunts, where it's just like, you gotta stretch your shoulders because you just got beaten.
It's quite funny moments. Just when we were playing that game online and I was using Wario.
Oh, god damn you.
It was like sudden death, and then
motorbike.
Daniel just pulled out his bike and just rammed the shit out of Steven off the level. It was just quick and easy. Like, it was just so...
I think it was less than a second before that was over.
It's just so comical and over the top that it's funny. And that's, I guess a lot
and
of...
I mean, that's what I love about Smash Brothers, the absurdity of it all. And it's just this, you know, amazing fan service, stupid game, but isn't it? It's a really good game.
Yeah, it's so fan servicey, but it's still an actual... You can play it competitively, and it's just so amazing that it's so versatile like that.
I think the fan servicing-ness of it all, if that's even a word, is probably why it took so long. Because, I mean, it's at the point now where it is sort of really accepted into the fighting community. There's still a few people who just don't think it's a fighting game, but it's... Especially last year, it's really sort of cemented itself, and, I mean, this absurdity, I think it brings a lot more of the casual gamers into it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have played it if it played like Street Fighter when I was 10.
I mean, I would have forgotten about it. I think it works both ways, too. Like, I mean, this is the first game I've played where I've been aware of what Fire Emblem is, and I wouldn't have even known or cared about Fire Emblem if I didn't play Melee when I unlocked Marth and Roy, and I was like, who are these people? And then,
same as, like, Earthbound with Ness in the first one.
Yeah, and then I guess that made people more interested in Fire Emblem, and all those games came out slowly, and then the big one, I mean, you guys might... think I'm wrong, but Awakening on 3DS was really just such a huge game. For
Awakening
Fire
was sort
Emblem.
Of like the perfect and, storm of it all, and it just all came together.
And that to me was just, and you know, because you would back in the day, you would never have seen me saying, oh yeah, there'll be four Fire Emblem characters in this game. Is there four? Yeah, there is. Crazy stuff. Even Kid Icarus, as much as I'm still annoyed about that. And yeah, it's just like, it raises, and this is why I wonder if maybe Nintendo has plans for Duck Hunt Duo, or...
I hope so much that that's what happens. I want Duck Hunt Duo to be just a new big thing that breaks in the money for Nintendo and makes amazing games for us.
Out of all the characters in it, they're the only one... I mean, them and Mr. Game & Watch and Rob, I guess, are the only ones who haven't had a game in the last
They're kind of
more
like,
years.
I guess, you could call them legacy characters.
Yeah.
Like, they're based on... I mean, Ice Climbers would have been another...
Samus, when was the last Metroid game?
Yeah, Samus is going
to
be the same.
Wow, when did that happen? And, I mean, and Captain Falcon and Earthbound, I guess.
I mean, I know that Steven, well, how Steven feels about this, but what do you think, Daniel, of there being only one Metroid character?
Who else would you play as?
Well,
gee.
there's a few others.
Who has been suggested? I don't see Ridley as a character that you could play as. I don't know, it just sort of feels a bit weird.
But at the same time, did you think that Duck Hunt Joe would be a character you could play as?
It could be that Remember Me guy.
I mean, they could also do... I mean, even SAX, maybe... nah, I take that back.
Samus.
I'd like an SAS... SAX. I don't want to be a special SAS. I would like an SAX skin for Samus. That would be kind of awesome.
I mean, they could even go... If they really wanted to and make people really angry, they could go for those bounty hunters that appeared in Metroid Prime 3.
Oh, no.
You know that purple chick with the... Yes. Gendrader, whatever her name was, and then those other God. Two guys?
I forgot about those.
I mean, yeah, everyone.
I mean, I think as opposed to all the other franchises, Metroid really, I mean, it's never really had that much of a story. I mean, in it has, but the way it's sort of presented, it's not traditional, so there's only really one character.
I
would like to play as the little weird ostrich that teaches you how to shine spark.
Or like a Chozo soldier, I don't know. I understand, like, well, I'm totally drawing it. I mean, this is the thing, like,
Adam Malkovich.
he just tells
the other characters, you can't use that attack, can't use that.
Yeah, and then they
that's final smash, you can't live anymore.
Yeah.
And everyone can just sort of walk around, but they can't actually attack.
Yeah.
I know I should be attacking, but I'm going to wait till you tell me.
Just walk into lava because they forgot how to jump out of it.
We talk about Metroid Prime over M, it's been a few months.
Yeah. We closed that chapter.
We haven't.
That chapter is never ending.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just like, it is a very good game, like, and it's still really fun to play, but I do think that, you know, once this is on a big screen, the colours are going to be much more vibrant, everything's going to be much more easy to see. It's just going to look, it's going to be so good. Like, I just cannot wait. There's no words that can
what
describe
it.
What
do we think of the stages? Because we've not really gone into that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a good point. I like that, as we said before, like, I like the idea that each stage has its own kind of, I'm not going to say boring, but, like, you know, flat version where it's the gimmicks and stuff are removed so you can just have a match on a cool level that you like.
I really like that. Like, it's actually kind of bums me out of the Mega Man level. I was really looking forward to that, but it's super annoying with that big yellow thing, whatever.
I love the yellow thing.
I hate it. It's just yellow, so big and annoying.
Yellow Devil, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. It just makes it so much more hectic. And the music, it's just like, it matches so well. That's one of the best ones. What do you want?
Maybe I just need to get used to it, because, like, when I first saw the big ghostly dragon thing in the Street Pass stage, I hated it, but now I kind of don't mind it. It's kind of cool that you get a reward for killing it and stuff. So maybe I'll warm to the Yellow Devil eventually.
I mean,
this is nice that I can play the Omega Moon.
This is the exact same stage in the Wii U version.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so the 3DS exclusive ones are all based on handheld, so you've got the Street Pass Quest one.
There's a Kirby's Dream Land one with the Game Boy palette.
Yeah.
That's the only Kirby stage.
Really?
Wow, it is too.
I know.
Fountain
like,
of Dreams
what?
Is so simple, but so good. They should have thrown that in.
Because, I mean, every other one we had,
the perfect Battlefield skin.
Everyone sort of had, like, two or three Kirby stages. This just has that. I'm like,
Are you sure?
Wow, okay. Yeah.
I'm looking at the list, like, at the screen right now, and I can't see another Kirby stage.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's so many of them, like, oh, this is a really good Fire Emblem stage. Then I found out it was Kid Icarus, and I was like, oh, it makes sense. The reset castle or something, it blows up and then comes back together.
That's why it's called the reset castle.
I mean, yeah.
If you played Kid Icarus, you'd know.
I like the Earthbound stage just because it, like, shows you glimpses of the actual game in the background. And
yeah, that's
and it's got
super
fan
servicey, that one.
When I first played that, I got distracted and just looked in the background and fell off the stage.
Yeah.
And I think, like, not really sort of, because you guys didn't pick up on it, those flying birdmen, they're, because, I mean, if you touch that first, then it sort of becomes an assist trophy for you and will attack everyone else on the stage.
Oh,
yeah, I noticed that. That's how I beat you all.
But that's cool. I like that level. One of my favourite levels. It's just got such a good, like, between the music and the look and the feel, it just has such a good, like, atmosphere to it.
The Mute City one's okay, but I'd still rather, like, the old sort of F-Zero tracks where you're... You know
Isn't
the one where...
City, the one where you are on top of, like, the old school cars?
Yeah, the Super Nintendo.
It's like
sort of
fake mode 7 mode.
I really liked back in Smash Brothers Melee, the one where you're like running on the cars that are going from like left
to right. The one that's going left to right?
Yeah, a bit like Poker Flights. Okay, Flights.
I wasn't the biggest fan, but it was okay.
I liked Poker Floats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was ridiculous, but it was fun.
I like the Nintendogs level, how you can just have those blocks falling from the roof and just, it doesn't matter who's winning, you can just get crushed by that and die.
High heels. Feminine cyclone.
My favourite bit is when I was playing as DDD and I was laying on the ground and then like some blocks just perfectly...
Made a house.
Yeah, they're like, yep, staying here.
I'm interested to see. I mean, have we said any of the console exclusive stages, what they'll be? Do we know?
I'm sure that's going to be what goes up on the Smash Bros. Website from now on, now that we've seen everything on 3DS.
Because there's a Mario Galaxy level, there's a Mario Mushroom Kingdom U, Skyloft, Pyrosphere.
Skyloft would be cool. Pyrosphere would be... See, there's already so many better levels, I reckon.
Garden of Hope from...
Pikmin.
Yeah, Pikmin 3 as opposed to...
Distant Forest.
Yeah.
I liked the Pikmin level. I love the music.
I like getting eaten by the Bulbulb.
Okay, this doesn't... Okay, so they're going to have stages based on handheld, right?
Yeah.
But so why does the Pilot Wing stage... Why is that on Wii U but not on 3DS?
Because it's not... Is it Woohoo Island?
But it's Pilot Wings. It's based on the 3DS Pilot Wings game.
Oh, so it is Woohoo Island.
Yes.
Oh, well...
I really like the Tomodachi Life stage just because it's just basically a house full of me and like James and Vuk.
Yeah, but then like it's like that's just like the Luigi's Mansion stage, and I prefer that. You know?
I don't love it as an actual stage to play on with all the weird levels. It's kind of, especially with the circle pad, it's kind of hard to go between the levels. But I just love seeing the Mii's in there. It's just really cool.
Yeah,
Paper Mario stage I feel should be better.
Oh, that wind though.
Yeah, but I mean it just. If it had just been that bit and not constantly transforming, I think it would have been better and just have, like, maybe three individual stages.
Yeah, I don't know. Because was the Wind Waker stage just the ship?
Pirate ship.
Was it just the ship?
It was just the ship, except sometimes a storm would come and pull the ship up into the sky, and the level is basically the same, except you couldn't swim to safety.
Oh, right.
Oh, and then it also crashed into those rocks sometimes.
Yeah.
So it was different, but not as different as the Paper Mario one was, or is.
I don't know. I mean, I feel the stages could... I mean, even the Pokemon one felt like a bit of a downer. I really missed the whole...
There's two Pokemon ones, isn't there?
Yeah, but, I mean, my favourite thing in the Pokemon stages in the past was you'd go to it and then it would always keep transforming, whereas these ones don't really seem to transform... What, like, one would go, here's the wind battle mode, and then here's the ground battle mode. And...
Oh, I see what you mean, like the stadium.
Yeah, I really like that.
My favourite Pokemon level is still, and this is just me being, I think, the nostalgia in me, is I think it's at Saffron City, the rooftops.
Oh, that's Silphco.
The Pokemon just keeps, the different random Pokemon popping out, doing shit. Like, that was
yeah,
just, I would love to have an updated version of that, because, like, and sometimes it would be Electro, and everyone would just have to scramble away.
Yeah.
How does original Smash Brothers hold up these days?
It's slow.
I would imagine it's very slow.
Yeah, I tried to play it the other day. It plays better with a Wii Classic controller than it did with an N64 controller, at least now when you've got broken N64 controllers, but man, it's slow.
And the characters, there's not as many, and there's it's no like side 12. Special moves. I remember that was a...
Oh, yeah, that's right. You just had a B, and that was it.
B, up B, and down B, and that was it. There was no side.
I was looking at it on the VC, and I'm like, kind of tempted to pick this up, because I never did.
Nah.
I wouldn't.
if you're worried about single-player content in the 3DS version, I probably wouldn't pick that one up, hey?
Yeah.
What about Spirit Tracks?
I like that level, but I don't know.
I'm bummed that PictoChat isn't Nintendo Letterbox. Why is there a PictoChat level when there's no PictoChat anymore?
Yeah, that's true.
There's no weird. Nintendo Letterbox anymore. They got switched off, remember?
They could have had Nikki and she could switch it off.
Yes.
when you've got to, you know, be out
at
of
the
there.
End of each mat, they just disable the entire service.
Yeah. I don't know what else. I'm trying to think of what else there is that
online
comes to mind.
I really like Tortimer's Island.
Yeah.
I love when I can listen to Cap'n's song.
Is that the only Animal Crossing level?
I think so, yeah.
Mm. I loved Planes was a bit boring.
I remember... Which one's that?
The Xenoblade one.
Yeah, and it's held weirdly shaped, like how it all goes down and inwards.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
It's so hard to play properly. Like, that would be a good one I'd prefer Final Destination for.
Yeah, it's one where you're battling the level more than the other players. Yeah,
I mean, it should have had, like, some big random monsters that are actually... That was the awesome thing about the planes in the game, was you're running through and then these just monsters just sort of appearing.
But that makes me wonder if maybe they'll change... There'll be more going on in, say, the Wii U version of that.
Yeah, I think maybe. So, I mean, if they couldn't have ice climbers, then maybe they had to limit the levels as well.
So, yeah, I think... And then the biggest question, which is probably the most important question as well, is how does the online stack up? Which is really... I mean, Brawl kind of was stepping in the right direction, but it wasn't that good.
No. Brawl's okay with two people, like, not very far away, but the moment he added a third person, I found it to be lag city.
Yeah. So it's... Whereas in this one, it's been all over the place, I reckon. I mean, I don't know if you guys agree, but I've spoken to friends of mine who live in America, and they are really... like, they're not, you know, Nintendo apologists or anything like that. They're really down on Nintendo. But they're having four-player matches with items that and no lag at all.
I've played against some randoms, and it's been fine.
Yeah.
I honestly, the randoms are the only... Well, one of the main times. I just can't play the full glory mode, because I keep getting people in... like America or Japan, that I just can't get a decent connection with. But then when I played against you guys and we're all in the general Perth area, it was fine. It seemed pretty responsive.
But then, like, it was two of us in Perth and one of us in New South Wales, and that was laggy.
Yeah. So it,
but then
it seems
if it was
like
two
there's...
of us, like one of us in Perth and one of us in New South Wales, it was fine. So, like, I don't know. I wonder if this is maybe more of a limitation of the 3DS.
I think maybe,
somehow.
Yeah. Like...
I don't know.
I didn't notice any lags when we were playing.
Yeah, because we were all in WA. That's what we
honestly,
were saying.
Honestly, yeah,
it was really
those
good
are the best
us.
Matches I've had.
Yeah, easily. Me too. Like, me and Stephen tried to play against one of my friends from America the other day, I mean, before this episode, and it was impossible.
That literally aired out, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it kept stopping. The loading icon kept popping up. And then we'd play, and then it just was like, nah.
One thing that I thought was really weird, that for the in the Four Glory mode, or in any of the online modes, there's no way to restrict it based on region. Like, even Mario Kart, you could go, you know, just our region. It included Europe, weirdly enough, but there was at least some sort of option there. But here, you have to go worldwide, and that just means I'm not going to play Four Glory, because, like, you know, 90% of the time, it's unplayable for me.
Yeah, I mean, and... The options are a bit weird. Like, I'm pretty sure... Is there no way to play stock?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, and I find that strange, that there's so little
Apparently
options.
Apparently that's the way most of the tournament players like to play.
Stock.
Yeah, so the default on Project M is, like, 4 stock, 8 minutes. And I think
I
that's
mean,
fairly standard.
The good
standard.
Thing about it all is that because it's patchable, they could add that if they wanted to.
Hmm.
Yeah, I hope so. And it kind of makes me think, like... I mean, I really... I don't know if you guys ever did this, but did you ever have, like, at your sleepovers or whatever, do 99 stock matches?
And yes.
Just try and see who would last the longest. I can't believe we would last that long and actually finish them.
You remember how, like, I think
had to have, like, on for 20 hours.
Yeah, so on and on, you had to have 20 hours worth of gameplay. So if you had four people playing for 6 hours each, that would count. So what I would is I would... Yeah. So what I would do is I would just leave it as four computers playing at each other, go out to work and come back, and yep, got Mewtwo.
Yeah.
I just turned it on and then went to sleep.
I was talking about this with Mel the other day. Like, I was at my grandma's place for whatever reason whenever the game came out, and I was leaving her TV running, and she was paranoid it was just going to explode because it was on for too long. Because I was like, no, but I want Mewtwo, and she didn't know what that meant. But she was like, okay, fine. Backed away slowly.
20 hours of versus matches.
Yeah, crazy.
Alternatively, the player can play 700 versus matches.
Yeah, that's
I
ridiculous.
Mean, I've already done... I got the little achievement for 100 versus matches today, and I only got it yesterday, so that wouldn't be too hard.
I mean, for 100, I think now it's much easier to unlock everyone. I think to unlock everybody, you've only got to play about 120 matches.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Plus, I think you've got to finish the game on... Did you guys unlock Bowser Jr. only through Classic mode, or...?
Nah, yeah, I unlocked him through Classic mode by beating Classic with Bowser. I think above level 5 or 6.
Yeah, so it's possible.
If you complete Classic mode on Infernal difficulty setting, you unlock Jigglypuff.
Yeah, oh, I tried to do that, but I couldn't, so I just did the batches yeah, method.
I actually found that really hard. Like, it was probably, once again, getting used to the new movement system and the 3DS controls, but I found that infernal difficulty actually really difficult.
Yeah, it was. It's crazy. But you get more stuff, like more customizability stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think all in all, it's very good.
It's as good as a Smash Bros. Could be, like, mechanically, I think, on a 3DS.
Yeah, yeah, but
mechanics and everything present. The game looks amazing. The soundtrack is brilliant.
Oh, yes. It's amazing how it keeps up the smooth frame rate with all the stuff going on.
Yeah. But, I mean, I just still wish there'd been a bit more single-player content. Just to, I don't know, mate. You know, once you've sort of unlocked everything other than playing online, there's really no reason to play it. And
I think, I think it's a balance, really. Like, they need to work out where they want to put most of their effort in. I think that they probably put most of their effort in for this game to get the online functional, plus to have such a really big roster. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I can't speak for them, obviously. I mean, I don't know. I don't think single player. I mean, I think you're in the minority, maybe, with the single player stuff.
Well, I know I am, but I mean, look. I don't play it because, I mean, I'm not good at fighting games, whatever. I play it for the fan service of it all.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I like about this game, is it's not like, say, if you pick up, like Killer Instinct now, and if, like, say, Daniel, if you picked it up and tried to play against me or Steven, it wouldn't be very fun for you.
No.
Whereas, if you pick up Smash Bros. And try and play it with people who are really good at it, and I don't know who's the best out of us, probably Steven at the moment.
Yay.
It's still fun for the people who are involved.
The only times I've won is because I got a hammer.
Yeah.
And
or you friggin' drove your bike at me.
I think that's what really makes this so different to other fighting games. The skill ceiling is kind of high, but it's not. But at the same time, it's.
It's the Mario Kart of fighting games.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I don't like that term, but yeah, I guess it is.
It's the Super Smash Bros. Of Super Smash Bros. Games.
Yeah, and I like that it's still got that aspect to it, and I really can't wait to play it on console with friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I even showed it to my cousin yesterday. And she was like, oh, is that the one we used to play on GameCube? And I was like, yeah. She's like, so can we play it on the big screen? And I was like, not yet.
In a month.
Hopefully, we still don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's sort of why I want more single-player content for the 3DS version, though. Because, I mean, you know, it's like you can take out and play. You know, I play a lot on the train. So it'd just be good to have, like, a mode where I could, like, just do a few random silly challenges.
And that's what,
day.
To me, like, the, well, like I was saying, the Hyrule Warriors Adventure mode is kind of well-suited to that. Some of them last, you know, 10 minutes, some of them less than that. It's just really good pick-up-and-play stuff.
Patch in event matches, please, Nintendo.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I totally don't... I would not be that angry at Nintendo if they dropped this and then just started working on the Wii U version and updating that. But at the same time, they probably can't do that because, you know, they've got customers on both.
I feel like 3DS is probably going to be the biggest selling one.
I still think it's a shame they just dropped Subspace, because, I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't perfect. There was a few issues with it, but I think with a bit of ironing out, it could have worked.
Mm.
But, yeah, people hated it.
Yeah.
Anywho,
yeah, I think that we've spoken about Smash a lot. There's so much more that we could probably talk about. Like, we could gush about it for ages, because it is fun. I really want to play with you guys again.
Toon Link in black with red eyes is creepy as shit.
Yeah.
He will eat your soul.
So yeah, I mean, I don't think I would. If you've got a Wii U, you could. I would say, you know,
if you can only afford one, then get the Wii U version, in my opinion. But
yeah, and that's. But we haven't actually played it, so we don't know if that's. It's going to be the better version. But I mean,
if you like Smash Brothers and have a 3DS, you probably should get it.
I know it's not. It's hard because I mean, I don't think. I think it's wrong to say. It's not... This game hasn't been compromised by what it's on. I think that...
Yeah, oh, it's pretty clear,
because I noticed that we
said
that in our review, that it's uncompromised, but I don't think that's true.
I think it is mechanically Smash Bros. It's got everything, all the basics, but, yeah, there are things that they couldn't do on the 3DS, and...
What, are we talking about characters, or...?
Well, characters, levels... Just general,
you know,
I guess, amount of content.
I mean, look, as someone who's been playing handheld games for, like, over 20 years, wow, I'm old. But, I mean, a good handheld game is one that's designed with the system's limitations in mind, and that's what they've made a game you know, they haven't tried to do more than they could. But, like, you know, they could have probably had Ice Climbers in it, but it would have been suffering for frame rate, or even they could have gone for different levels, and yeah, they could have done it, just may not have worked as well as it has. So I think they've made as good a gameplay mechanically as possible with what they had.
Yeah.
I mean, it does suck the Wii U version suffers because of it, possibly, but the Wii U version's not out yet, so we don't know that.
And with that,
I think, yeah, we'll wrap up the talk about Smash Bros. No, don't be sorry, I just think we've reached the end. Because we have spoken about it for a pretty long time, so yeah, I do recommend it. It is still pretty fun, but I do think the Wii U version will be much better. They're both very good, though. Well, I mean, the 3DS one is very good, though, but I do think the Wii U version will be much better. But that's my personal opinion. I think
Wii U version could be worse for Wii, no?
Yeah, it could be terrible, but I doubt it. Anyway, we'll go to a quick break, and then we'll return to wrap up the episode. Okay, and we're back. So, yeah, there's not been a lot on the site going on in terms of reviews and stuff, because I think we had a big, big influx in the last fortnight, but nothing really happened between then and now. So, yeah, just in case you missed us last week, there's a Kickbeat Special Edition review available, Cube Men 2, Hyrule Warriors, Tesla Grad, Theatre Rhythm, Final Fantasy Curtain Call, and Super Smash Bros. 3DS, of course. Yeah. All available.
Let's not forget that one.
Disney Infinity.
Oh, and Disney Infinity 2 as well. See, there's a lot. There's quite a few reviews available right now on the site. On top of that, next episode is going to be airing on the 22nd of October. It's going to be the return of the VCR format. We haven't had one for ages, unless something big happens again, which means we have to push it back, but I doubt it will. It's going to be like a Halloween special, kind of. So we're going to look at a horror game. It's a pretty old horror game.
Might even be one of the first.
Yeah, I think it actually might be. And it inspired many more to come. So yeah, we will be looking at that. So it's going to be actually, now that I think about it, it's going to be an episode not many people are going to listen to, it because no one will know about it, but it'll be fun to play. And
you could learn all about it.
Anyway, yeah, so then after that we'll have another episode on the 5th of November, which will be traditional once again. We'll cover all the news, and it will be the Bayonetta podcast. So we'll be going with Bayonetta 1 and Bayonetta 2, because that will both be coming out at that point. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So on the 22nd of October we have our Halloween VCR episode, and on the 5th of November we have the Bayonetta/Bayonetta 2 podcast. As always, be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Leave a review on iTunes, even if it's positive or negative, we don't mind. All is good, in my opinion, even if it's got constructive feedback. Yeah. If you've got anything that you want us to talk about, feel free to, like, you know, let us know. And yeah, that's it for another fortnight. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Bye.
Bye.